This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Will Yancey joins me live in studio. He is with the Yancey Lumber Mill in Crozet. And the subject of, gosh, how do I put this, Will? Many articles recently and news stories as the proposal, your family's proposal to develop this light industrial park right at the I-64 interchange at Crozet, that has become more and more talked about and known, and people have been discussing it. And of course, it's the subject of a big story today by Brian Wheeler of Charlottesville Tomorrow in today's Daily Progress. So we wanted to have you in to sort of, you know, give your perspective on this and share with us what really is the vision and give us sort of the background to this. I guess the point of the Daily Progress story today is that this isn't really popular in Crozet. A lot of folks don't want to see additional development. But so let's begin with, first off, what is the proposal? I mean, what is the idea that y'all have put on the table? But remind us first when you put it on the table. What's the history to the proposal?
The Yancey Mills Business Park is an idea that's about 3 years old. Its genesis was the lack of available zoning for industrial users in the county, which we first learned about, became aware of anecdotally about 3 or 4 years ago, as folks kept coming into the sawmill and saying, hey, I've got some heavy equipment. I've got nowhere to park it. Can you guys just give me an acre, a half acre, something? Can you lease me some space? Well, unfortunately, we use all our space, so we had to turn about one person a month away. And about the same time, this is back in 2007, I came across a study put out by the Albemarle County's community development staff. It was called the Light Industrial Demand Analysis, and lo and behold, it confirmed what we already knew anecdotally. It said, wow, we've got a shortage of this kind of zoning in Albemarle County. And you can ask any commercial realtor, say, call them up and say, hey, I need 10 acres of light industrial zoning in Albemarle County at a reasonable price, and they'll laugh at you. So what I decided to do, we have the sawmill. It was started by my grandfather about 1950 during the Korean War.
Really? On that site, right there? Or did it move?
No. The sawmill is actually fronts the property that we're talking about. So the business park that's proposed would be located directly behind the pre-existing sawmill. In fact, that's a key component of the entire proposal.
So between the sawmill and 64, so not near 250, but further away from 250 than the sawmill is.
It's about 500 to 800 feet of sawmill before you get to it. So yeah, it's not on 250.
Got it.
So I decided to check it out. What does the county want in terms of attributes of land before they'd allow this type of zoning for a business park? And I discovered rather quickly they want five things. They want it to be served by a major highway. Well, we've got direct access to a four-lane portion of Route 250, and we're a stone's throw from I-64 interchange, so I put a check mark by that one. And they wanted an area with water and sewer service nearby, and our property is bordered on two sides by the Albemarle County's service authority's jurisdictional area, so I put a check mark there. They want an area that's suitable for this type of development, and that's a little tricky because obviously it's a subjective standard. But I figured if something adjacent to a sawmill, bordered by the north by an existing sawmill and by the south by an interstate, wouldn't be suitable, then I couldn't think of what would be.
It's not like you're proposing to do this next to an elementary school or anything.
Not at all. And the fourth thing they wanted was a 50-acre minimum requirement. Well, we got about 150, so that wasn't a problem. And the last requirement was that they wanted it to be in conformity with the comprehensive plan, i.e. they wanted it in an existing growth area. And that's where we ran up against a problem, because we're about 1,700 feet or a third of a mile from the existing growth area. But that's luckily, the other four characteristics are pretty fixed and immutable. You can't change them. Supervisors can move land in and out of the growth area at a whim. So I went and got an appointment with some senior members of the Albemarle County Community Development staff. I put a little pitch together, a quick little PowerPoint, and I asked them what they thought at the end. And they said, well, you know, we're not the decision makers. We'd hate to tell you what to do. We suggest you go see the supervisors. And this is 2 years ago with a different board. So I made appointments over the next couple of weeks. I was amazed at how quickly all six of them responded to me and how quickly I could get appointments. You can only do two at a time. They can't all six meet with you, or it has to be a public meeting.
Right.
So it did take some doing. But eventually I met with all six of them, and I said, you know, what do you think? Does this idea have merit? And while none of them got directly behind the idea and said, you know, yeah, we'll support this, they all said, you know, you might have something here. This is worthy of further study. So, you know, I sat down and for the next 3 months, I consulted an attorney and an engineering firm, and I learned how to do it. And I wrote this 50-page comprehensive plan amendment. And it's replete with text and maps and charts and graphs and all kinds of things. It's a justification for why this is a good idea. And in September of 2008, we submitted it to the Community Development Department and paid the fee and got a stamp. And we've been following the process ever since.
That was in 2008.
That was 21 and a half months ago.
We're talking with Will Yancey of the Yancey Lumber Mill in Crozet. He has proposed the Yancey Light Industrial Park to be located behind that lumber mill on 250, between the lumber mill and I-64, but it has met with real opposition by folks in the Crozet community. Why is that? What's the biggest concern that you're hearing, or the top concerns you're hearing from people, and what's been your reaction to that?
Well, there has been some concern. There has been some opposition. I think more than a majority, it's a very vocal minority. A lot of the people that we've known in Crozet for years and years, you know, running to me at the country store or getting a haircut or picking up a prescription in Crozet, and they say, hey, we're behind you. They're just not the type of people that go to a lot of meetings. Some of the opposition, strangely enough, one of the major concerns is the traffic it would generate. And this COI has never made a whole lot of sense to me because we're so close to the interstate. The entrance to the business park on 250 is about 1,200 feet from the interchange. So you'd have traffic, trucks and whatnot, getting off the interstate, driving 1,200 feet on 250 and then into the business park to do their business.
Yeah, and for the record, this really isn't anywhere really close to downtown Crozet.
No, it's not. But ironically, what opponents of the of this proposal have for their idea for an industrial area is very near the heart of Crozet. So you can choose between the 1,200 feet on Route 250 of our project, or you could have the trucks getting off there at the Yancey Mills Interchange, driving past Western Albemarle High School down to the Meacham's River Underpass, making that awkward left-hand turn on Route 240, going up that crooked two-lane road. It's at Route 240, I think it's a 30-foot prescriptive easement, past a half a dozen subdivisions, some which are very densely packed, like the Highlands and Wickham Pond and Western Ridge, hundreds of homes, thousands of people living out there. And I think if you did that, you're going to run into the same problem Faulkner Construction had on Morgantown Road about 8 years ago. You're going to have people going nuts that there's all this traffic. So when people confront me with the traffic argument, I just really don't understand it. Another major complaint that is that we'd be despoiling what they call scenic 250. And 250 can be very scenic in places. I'm thinking particularly around Cherry Hill and the Ivy area.
Yeah, and out by Greenwood and sure.
Oh,
yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Sure, west of there. But this portion of 250, within a mile of the sawmill, you've got the big sawmill right there on the road. You got three gas stations, three schools, an auto body shop, a supermarket, Blue Ridge Building Supply, two strip malls. I mean, this is not a very scenic area. And regardless of that, the business park would be located behind the sawmill. It's actually invisible from 250. So again, that argument never made a lot of sense to me either, Coy.
We're talking with Will Yancey, and the phone lines are open, 977-1070. I'm curious, do you support this proposal or not? I'd like to hear from you at 977-1070 is the phone number. Join the conversation and share your thoughts about whether you support this proposal. Will, what is a light industrial park? What is it exactly that you're proposing to build behind the existing sawmill and between that and 64?
One of the questions I always get is what type of companies would locate in there? And we're talking about things a lot less intensive than the sawmill. The sawmill is heavy industry. The 36-acre sawmill we have represents one-third of all heavy industry in the entire county of Albemarle. So it would be nothing that loud, nothing that intense. There are several companies that have wanted to locate here and been turned away for lack of space in the last few years. I got a list from Albemarle County. I'll just rattle off a few of them that needed this light industrial space. Christie's Auction House, you know, the fancy auction house, wanted to put a warehouse here. There were a couple biotech companies that need light industrial zoning. NL Novalink is an IT company that manufactures network operation centers, 9/11 dispatch consoles, and Harman Becker Automotive Systems makes car hi-fi and vehicle navigation systems and integrated multimedia systems. All these companies approached Albemarle County wanting to locate here and were ultimately turned away for lack of space. And so it's that kind of light manufacturing and somewhere for people that own heavy equipment to park their gear. I think the land's big enough to accommodate a variety of uses. One thing that's always bothered me is that we've been accused of having this be a Trojan horse for a big box Walmart or some kind of a Target store. And Coy, nothing could be farther from the truth. Not only is that type of use not allowed under the type of zoning we're pursuing, but we've said many times, and I'll say it again here on the air, that we're willing to proffer those uses away to forever restrict our ability to ever put any kind of like big box retailer there. This is going to be an employment center where people go to work, not a shopping center where people go to buy goods. Crozet has enough of that already. And you know, we're not looking to do that at all.
Will Yancey is live in studio, and the phone lines are open at 977-1070. Chris is on the program in Earliesville. Chris, thanks for the call. You go right ahead.
Well, from everything I know about it, which is not a lot, I would certainly be for it. And it sounds like some of the complaints that people have don't make a lot of sense. So I guess my question is, what feedback have you gotten from the Board of Supervisors, or if there's a different group that is in an official capacity is holding this up? You know, what are they saying?
Chris, great question. Where is the proposal right now?
The proposal's kind of in limbo right now. We're waiting for the Crozet Master Plan revision process to wind up, and that should be in August. We don't expect to be part of the recommendation that they make, but we do expect then to be able to resubmit the project as kind of a standalone thing, or maybe do it under the auspices of the new economic development policy that's being developed. The board is not at all... They keep their cards pretty close to the vest. I would say all six are still interested in some aspects of the park. I haven't gotten commitments from any of them, but I haven't been told that there's no way in hell any of them are ever going to vote for it either. So,
yeah. Well, Rodney Thomas and Dwayne Snow both ran on the idea of seeing more of this kind of thing in Albemarle County, did they not? I mean, that we heard that when they were running.
I think
they didn't reference this in particular, but...
That was part of their campaign, sure, but and I've spoken with both of them. I've met with all six current board members at one time or another, but I'm not going to put words in their mouth and say they support it. They, they're interested in learning more. I think there's some aspects that they support, and they still have some questions.
Let's go back to the phones. Dave is on the line in Charlottesville. David, go right ahead.
Yes, Will, I have been following this pretty closely since you began, and I must say this is a grand slam. I think it's a fantastic proposal, and I would just say I concur with you. I think those who are against it are purely a vocal minority with the emphasis on minority. That all of the reasons that you gave relative to your discussions with the county of meeting the criteria, it's just perfect. And for the type of businesses that I think our community has been looking for many years, this is a great spot. And I would just say this is a grand slam. Don't let them get you down and keep going after it, because I know at some point you will get this approved, because it just makes common sense, and it's the right thing for the community.
David, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Thanks for joining the program. We got a line open at 977-1070. Would this be visible from Interstate 64? Is that part of the complaints of some out in Crozet, that it would be you'd see this from 64?
In the wintertime, in the westbound lane, it would be partially visible. That's about it.
So nothing like... What you have like near Charlottesville, like they've approved new shopping center at Fifth Street, which is going to be entirely arguably visible from the road. And
right.
There's a lot of stuff close to the highway near the city that is very, very visible.
In the wintertime from 64 heading west, you can see the top of Western Albemarle High School. And interestingly enough, we actually share a border with the rear of the high school. It's about 1,100 feet long. They've got a baseball diamond where home plate is so close to our land that when a batter fouls it back, they probably have to hop over a fence onto our land to go retrieve the ball. We've known from the beginning, Coy, that it was a non-starter to ever do any development right up next to Western Albemarle. So we thought, well, we've got this nice flat grassy land up there. What can we do? And I think an interesting proffer that we could make would be able to donate some land to the high school. I've spoken with several officials over there in their administration and the athletic department, and I know that they're having a terrible time keeping their fields green and grassy right now with all the use they get from the students. That school's only going to grow, and I think it might be a real good asset to the community if we were in a position to donate some land should this park be approved.
I got to tell you, one of the things I'm most impressed by, really, about this proposal is your willingness. You've used the word proffer three or four times here. Is your willingness to proffer some of these things to meet some of the concerns that people have? And I mean, you seem more than willing to meet people even more than halfway, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, it's been hard to get that through all the chatter. And so I'm glad I could take this opportunity to come in and explain some things, because you so often read the newspaper the next day and you're like, oh, I wish you would have quoted me about something else rather than that. And
welcome to the newspaper. Speaking of the quote in the newspaper, one of the quotes that you have in the paper today is you said that this was rigged from the start, I guess the master plan. And I wanted to give you an opportunity just to clarify that. Number one, was it an accurate quote? And number two, what did you really mean?
I was quoted accurately. Let me walk that quote back a little bit, though, because that was a poor choice of words on my part. What I meant was, when the board of supervisors decided to put us in with the Crozet master plan, they were putting us in with a group of 15 people, many of whom had already expressed their opposition to the idea. So, no, it was not rigged from the start. I apologize. It was a poor choice of words on my part. But the deck was stacked against us. It seemed like it was a fait accompli when you have a 15-member group and you're starting out, you know, you're down 6-0, because you already know the views of a half a dozen of them that have come and spoken opposition to you in the past. But we went to all the meetings without fail. I was always available to take questions. I made a couple presentations, some they asked me to do, and some I just, you know, I went ahead and held meetings on my own and invited people via email. So I think we were certainly available and there to allay concerns and answer questions. I wasn't often asked a whole lot about it.
Yeah.
But they have another meeting tomorrow night, and I'll be there.
Will Yancey, he's with the Yancey Lumber Mill, part of the Crozet community since, 1950?
Well, I'm not that old, Coy.
Well, no. The lumber mill has been part of the community out there.
The sawmill's been there for just going on 60 years.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And, of course, the Yanceys have been here since before Thomas Jefferson. And it's the Yancey Light Industrial Business Park that's proposed for that land behind the lumber mill between that and 64. And we'll keep you updated and come back in when you have an update. We'll look forward to that.
I would love to come back in when developments warrant.
Thank you, Will, for being here.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.